We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Dav Chaf Hey Amud Beis, the beginning of the third chapter. Ra'u Betin V'chol Yisrael. If the court, together with all of Israel, saw the new moon, nechkeru ha'edim, and they even questioned the witnesses, v'lo espiku lomar mekudash, ad shechashecha. But the courts, whose responsibility it is to declare that the new moon is sanctified, the new month has hereby begun, they did not say it before it got dark. So that's it. Tough luck. The month has another day. Rosh Chodesh is going to be the next day. The month ends up having 30 days instead of 29. Even though we know the new moon was out last night, and today was really the first of the next month, but the new month doesn't begin until the courts declare it does, and if they didn't get around to it, for whatever reason, no new month until the next day. Ra'u Betin Bilvad. What should they do if the courts alone saw the new moon? So the courts have to sanctify it. Can they just sanctify it based on their eyewitness? They witnessed it. Or do they, what do they do? Says the Mishnah, Yamdu Shnayim Ve'idu Bifneihim. So then two of the members of the court stand up and testify before them, the Yomu Mekudash Mekudash, and then they will declare it is sanctified. Ra'u Shlosha Ve'en Beit Din. What happens if three people witnessed the new moon, and they themselves are the court? Yamdu Ashnayim Yoshivum Chavreim Etzel Ha'echid. So then two stand up, and they bring other people to join their friend. Ve'yayidu Bifneihem, and then they'll testify before their friend and the new too, v'yomu mekudash mekudash, and they will declare it sanctified, the new month, she'en ha'yachid ne'eman al-yedei atzmo, because a person alone cannot rule on the new moon. He can't declare it alone, so that's why he needs to bring in another two. He's not given that, that the Torah doesn't entrust him with that right to declare it alone. You're right, the term Ne'eman is problematic.
I thought it meant the witness.
No. So, the Gemara asks, Lama li lemit nirau betin v'chol Yisrael? Why do we need the first case where the courts saw it together with all of Israel? You're going to tell me in the next line of the Mishnah that if the courts themselves witnessed it, they have to testify. Then why did we need the first case where everyone saw it together with the courts? Itzlich, I needed that first case. Salkadai techamina oilveru betin v'chol Yisrael ifalsema v'lo liabua. I might think, being that the court saw it and all of Israel saw it, so now everyone knows that today should have been the beginning of the month. So you can't make tomorrow the first of the month. Everyone saw the new moon last night. Kamash malan, that's what the Mishnah has to teach me, that you do push over the new month, even though technically, astronomically, today was the first day of the new month. If we didn't get a chance to declare it in the courts, then tomorrow becomes the first of the month. Why does the Mishnah have to say, after everyone saw it, so what are we questioning the witnesses for? The courts themselves saw the new moon. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Mishnah can't be left unattended. You have to rearrange the Mishnah a little bit. The first, there are really two cases being discussed in the Mishnah. Ra'u Beitin V'chol Yisrael. Pause. That's case number one. Inami nechkeru ha'edim. Or else, case number two is nechkeru ha'edim, if they questioned the witnesses and validated their testimony, but lo espiku lomar mekudash, the courts did not have a chance to say it is sanctified ad shechashecha hareze meubar. So the Mishnah is really talking about two different cases. Once you're going to tell me that if we don't sanctify it by dark, by the time it gets dark, so then the month is going to become, the Rosh Chodesh is detained by a day, so then why do I have to discuss a case where they question the witnesses? Why is that relevant? Who cares? Itzlich. No, there was that taught me something else. Sar kadai tchamina teve chakirat edim ketchilat din. Umkudash mekudash kegmaldin. I might think that maybe the way I'm supposed to view the sanctification of the courts is the way I would view a case of monetary dispute, where we're going to see in a second that although the halacha requires that monetary disputes be judged by day, nonetheless the halacha permits that if you were judging it by day, you may reach your conclusion by night. So then I might think that if you question the witnesses about the moon by day, that should be the equivalent of having started to judge a case of monetary disputes by day. And then I should permit the courts to sanctify the new moon by night, just as I would permit the courts to reach a conclusion on a case of monetary disputes by night, provided that they started judging it by day. That's why the Mishnah had to tell me, even though you question the witnesses by day, you can't sanctify the moon at night. So that's what the Gemara is about to say. Salka dait chamin, I might have thought, tehev echakrat edim ketchilatin, that the questioning of the witnesses should be like the start-up of a court case. Kudash mikudash, and the final sanctification of the month should be kegmar din, like the conclusion of the court case. Velekache beleilia, and then I should permit the courts to sanctify the new month by night. Just as I would in monetary disputes, as the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin, monetary cases must be judged by day, but can be concluded at night. So I might think that here too, if I have already questioned the witnesses by day, I can sanctify the month by night. Kamash Malam, that's what the Mishnah came to teach me, that no, you cannot sanctify it by night. The Gemara says, wait a second, why don't we say that? Why don't we apply that logic halachically? The Pasuk describes it as, this is a statute of Israel, judgment for the God of Jacob. When is the statute declared? When is the new month declared? The chok at night. When we make the final decision, that's the chok. You decide what the rule is going to be. Bigmar din, at the conclusion of the case. And the pasuk equates the conclusion with the mishpat leloke Yaakov, the judgment of Israel, the judgment of the God of Jacob. And just as the judgment we know must take place by day, so too the conclusion must be reached by day. So the Gemara brings us a source in Ksuvim, a source from Tehillim. And then the question becomes, is this a biblical concept or a rabbinic concept? If the source for it is in Tehillim, so what is that? Is this a rabbinic institution or biblical? The pasuk's talking about Rosh Hashanah, right? Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, kichok liYisrael hu mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. Tikku b'chodesh shofar, on Rosh Chodesh blow shofar. B'kesel yom chageinu, on our holiday where the month is covered. Kichok liYisrael hu, because that is the decision time for Israel. That is the time that they come to a ruling. Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, that is when they are judged by the God of Jacob. So we see the pasuk equates the final ruling with the judging. And Chazal understood that to refer not only to God's judging us, but also to the courts judging whether to make it a new moon. It's a difficult limud, you're right. You are right.